Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl.
Welcome to the 355th episode of Travel It Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my terrific new co-host, Keita Roberts, also known as Girl Carnivore, because of her creative and colorful culinary expertise. Every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat or read on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook, blogtalkradio.com, or my website, danschlossberg.net. Tonight, our guest is Tyler Herrick, General Manager of the Queensbury Hotel in Glens Falls, New York. Welcome, Tyler, to Travel It Radio.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. You know, since I spent 4 years at Syracuse University, Tyler, I know upstate New York winters can be cold and snowy, but isn't the Queensbury open all year?
Yes, yeah. We're located right in Glens Falls, New York. We're about, give or take, about 50 miles, 50 minutes north of Albany. And, yes, we are 365, 24/7 property.
Well, I mentioned to somebody here in Glens Falls that they thought I said Watkins Glen, which is also New York State. So please straighten out, my friend, and our listeners, where is your exact location?
Watkins Glen, that's more in the western part of New York. We're definitely on the eastern side. Like I said, we're about 50 miles north of Albany. We're located pretty much right in between Lake George, which is obviously the queen of America's lakes. Fantastic boating, hiking, everything you can imagine up there. And we're only 10 miles north of Saratoga Springs, which is obviously home to the thoroughbred racetrack, and brings the Saratoga meet every July and August.
Lovely. Such a beautiful region. Now, do most of your guests drive in, or can they come there by plane or train? How do they get there?
Yeah, I mean, they can come in any way they'd like to. We'd love to have as many people as possible. But no, most of our guests do drive in. Actually, the original marketing kind of tagline of the Queensbury Hotel when we first opened in 1926 was that we're exactly 200 miles north of Manhattan and 200 miles south of Montreal. That was before they put in the major highways. But yeah, we do also pick a lot of guests up from Albany International Airport, train station. There's a few very, very close, but a lot of people do come into Rensselaer in Albany. And there is a small airport right here in Warren County, Glens Falls, where more and more planes are coming into that. So we're getting a couple extra people every year through that small airport.
Oh, wow. And the Queensbury is a proud member of the Historic Hotels of America, an association near and dear to the Travel Itch Radio. And the property also belongs and has to have been, at least 50 years old and met a certain standard of excellence. So give us that little history of the Queensbury.
Yeah, so, basically back in 1924, Glens Falls, was a thriving city, was home to a lot of insurance companies, was home to Finch Paper, which the paper mill is still operating today right on the Hudson River. There's a lot of other industries in the area as well. And in 1924, a group of local business people got together and they said that Glens Falls, or felt that Glens Falls, deserved a grand hotel. So back in 1924, they quickly raised $770,000. And started partnered with the American Hotel Company, and they built the Queensbury as it is today. Back then, it had 200 hotel rooms because, like I tell my own children, we didn't have supersized America back then. So, you didn't need the big gulps of everything. You had your room, and you didn't have televisions. You had a twin bed, and you'd go down into the lobby and, visit with the other travelers and go to the lounge and things like that. But today we have 125 rooms and suites, 12,000 square feet of meeting space, and we have two distinct restaurants. Through the 30s, 40s, 50s, like I said, we were the hub of activity, not only for the Southern Adirondacks, but also because, like I said, our location right between Montreal and Manhattan, that there was a lot of business travel going on, and we were very, very convenient. And then lastly, you know, throughout the 70s and 80s, it continued. We were actually owned by a company called Kamier, which is a very large international engineering firm that's located, I believe it's in Sweden. And they renovated the hotel. They did some expansions. And then when their model shift in the 90s, the hotel went through many years of ownerships. There were ownership groups that weren't local to Glens Falls. And I'm very proud that in 2016, Spruce Hospitality, myself and the Moore family got together and we purchased the hotel. And we have pretty much invested about $3 to $4 million into the hotel since 2016, renovating all the guest rooms, renovating all the public space. And we're just excited to kind of breathe new life into this beautiful property that for a few years had been forgotten. And we're trying to bring her back to her, its original grandeur.
Wow. We're talking this evening with Tyler Herrick, GM of the Queensbury Hotel.
Tyler, has the Queensbury always been a hotel, or was it something else too? A lot of the historic hotels of America had other reasons for existence, other raison d'etre.
Yeah, no, it's always been a hotel. You know, throughout the different incarnations, like I said, originally the part of the downstairs was the Glens Falls Insurance Company, which had been around for many, many, many years. There was a bank in the lobby area as well, for, I believe it was from Glens Falls National. But yeah, it has been a hotel, and like I said, had 200 rooms, changed, did add meetings and conference space. Right now, you know, like I said, we have 125 guest rooms, 12,000 square feet of meeting space, two restaurants, and we do about 60% of our business is group conferences, events, weddings, things like that, and then 40 to 45% is the leisure traveler.
And where did the name come from? Sounds very British to us.
Yeah, it all depends on who you ask. You know, some local historians do say that we were named after Queen Charlotte, the Queen of England. And then, you know, other local people, you know, say that back in the 1920s, they wanted it to be grand. They wanted it to be elegant. And they took the name Queensbury.
And for your traveling people, are your customers, are they mostly families, leisure travelers, business people, or are you getting a mix of everything?
We do get a mix of everything. You know, being, you know, at the footsteps of the Adirondack Mountains, obviously, you know, our summertime is our peak time, you know, for occupancy. But, you know, during the week, you know, even now in the middle of the winter, you know, we have a nice base of local corporate. And then on the weekends, we fill up with, you know, whatever might be happening in the region, whether, you know, now obviously skiing and snowmobiling and some of those other activities. But yeah, it's really nice because it's a little bit of everything. And you kind of go back and forth. You know, you're not all kind of families in Disneyland all the time. You kind of have those summer months of that. And then you have your corporate business in the off season.
That's wonderful. There's some great hiking right there, so I can't complain. What special amenities does the Queensbury offer that makes it such an attractive vacation destination? For example, do you have an indoor pool, jacuzzi, spa, fitness facility? I really love to work out at 5 a.m., and then I like to kick off the rest of my day, so it's important to me.
Yeah, I'm with you as well. If I don't go from 5 to 6 and my wife goes from 6 to 7 with four kids under the age of 8, we never get it done. So we do have a fitness center. At the Queensbury, we also have a really nice indoor pool, hot tub area. But I really like to think that the amenities and what makes the Queensbury so special is our downtown location. We are really in the heart of Glens Falls. Glens Falls, back in the 1950s, you know, Look magazine coined us as Hometown USA. And there is that Americana of our little downtown. There's been a lot of redevelopment over the past 10 years, but they did it, you know, with that historic culture or architecture in mind. So it's just a great hotel where you can walk across the street and you're in City Park. You have a beautiful library, you know, right across the street, and then you have great little shops and restaurants and nooks and crannies to discover. And then, like I said, we are literally, by the way, the the bird flies. You know, we are only 10 miles from Lake George Village, which you have everything you can imagine from an outdoor recreation standpoint. And then down in the southern, 10 miles to the south is Saratoga Springs, which is just, it really is its own little city now with a horse track and SPAC outdoor. Do a lot of different concerts as well as jazz and ballet throughout the summer.
Since Lake George is best known as a summertime recreational paradise, is winter a slower season for you? And what are your peak and bargain seasons?
Peak season is the track season. So from about mid-July through Labor Day, that is the height of our occupancy, our rates, you know, everything that goes along with that. Obviously, yes, you know, our peak time is, you know, I would say Memorial Day to Columbus Day. Because, you know, we have some fantastic foliage in the fall, and our local, you know, Chamber of Commerce's and Visitors Bureaus has done a really good job of filling, you know, early May, early June, and then also October with, you know, activities and festivals. We are home to the Adirondack Film Festival that takes place every October, as well as the Adirondack Theater Festival, which takes place every July, right in downtown Glens Falls. So definitely those peak times. Bargain season, you know, it definitely would be during the winter. You know, I always try to say to folks, I've been working in this region in hospitality for about 20 years, and I always try to say the best time is right after Labor Day. If you come up right after Labor Day and you have that ability, everything is still open. You know, it's still warm. The lake is warm, everything, yet you get some great rates, especially if you can do midweek travel.
Okay, you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Keita Roberts. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com or check out the archives on Facebook. We're talking with Tyler Herrick, General Manager of the Queensbury Hotel. Keita?
So can you tell us a little bit about those surrounding communities and what they're like and what's most appealing about it? For example, is there nearby cross-country skiing or downhill skiing?
Yeah, we're very fortunate. Glens Falls has a great kind of track for cross-country skiing called Coles Woods. It's actually where they do some of the collegiate, you know, kind of national or collegiate regional races and everything like that. So that's Coles Woods. That's right in Glens Falls. West Mountain, which is a small kind of ski resort. They have 30 trails, great night skiing, great learn to ski. Also have Tubing Park and everything like that. That's literally 3 miles from downtown Glens Falls. And then, you know, this time of year, we're only about 30 miles south of Gore Mountain. And then we're only about an hour and 15, maybe a little bit further up to Lake Placid, where there's a lot going on, obviously, in the winter. You know, other stuff in the region, like I said, during, you know, not during the winter time, Lake George is just, it's absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, there's some great boating, kayaking, fishing, you know, now ice skating. There's the Winter Carnival, actually, that takes place during the month of February up in Lake George Village. And then Saratoga, you know, like I said, if you don't want to do the outdoor stuff and you want to go to fantastic restaurants and you want to, you know, go to concerts and go to the, or, you know, see the orchestra live in an outdoor setting, go to the racetrack, things like that. You know, Saratoga has it all.
And you had mentioned that your location was one of the selling points for the hotel. I'm guessing that it's a very walkable area.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, like I said, you go right out the main door of the Queensbury's lobby. You walk across the, a very, very quiet street, and, you know, you're in beautiful City Park, and everything is walkable. There's a great, been a great investment locally and also by New York State in bike trails and, you know, outdoor adventures. We have some great new, you know, zip lining courses and things like that, you know, ecotourism, if that's what folks are looking for. But yeah, we have right around the corner from the Queensbury is a old railroad track that they paved probably about 15 years ago called the Warren County Bike Trail. And you can go right from Glens Falls all the way up to Lake George Village. And it's nice and paved, whether you just want to walk it or rollerblade or bike. But that's a really nice safe area as well. And that's the great thing about our community and all the surrounding areas is that it is extremely safe. So you don't have to, you know, worry about walking out of the hotel or around the hotel either.
Tyra, what is the Hyde collection of classical art, and how close is that to the hotel?
The Hyde is like our little treasure of Glens Falls, and it goes back to, you know, the old money that used to be in the region that I was talking about when the Queensbury was first built, with all the paper mills and, you know, those type of entrepreneurs back then. So the Hyde family had the Hyde House, and they, back in the 1800s, they, you know, obviously collected art. And then when Mrs. Hyde passed away, she left everything to the city. The Hyde Collection was formed, and it is a remarkable collection of art, and as an art museum. And, you know, I don't know, and I'm not doing it justice, but, you know, there's Rembrandts. They do some fantastic traveling shows. And to have a, you know, a year-round population in Glens Falls of only 14,000, and to have a caliber museum and art collection right downtown is pretty remarkable. First year that we own the hotel, it actually really opened my eyes even more, because the Wall Street Journal came up. They spent a few nights with us at the Queensbury, and they were doing a piece on the Hyde, basically saying, you know, this is a museum that has the accreditations where they loan artwork to the Louvre and these amazing, you know, well-known art collections across the world. Yet it's in Glens Falls, New York. So, no, we're very, very proud of it, and we need to do even a better job getting the word out.
We're talking with Tyler Herrick, General Manager of the Queensbury Hotel in Glens Falls, New York.
All right, now we're getting to the meaty part. My alter ego on the web is Girl Carnivore, and since I'm the culinary half of this team here at Travel Itch, I am especially interested in those restaurants you mentioned. You are chef and the specialties of the house. Please share.
So basically, you know, we have obviously the banquet space that we talked about. We do, you know, a lot of weddings and, you know, social gatherings, standard business events and everything like that as well. But we also have Fenimore's Pub. Fenimore's Pub is, you know, kind of the casual neighborhood pub right downtown. You know, we do everything on tap, for example, is all local microbrews. You know, ciders, everything that we can get our hands on that is, you know, within either Warren or Washington County, we try to showcase, you know. And then we also have Park 26. Park 26 is the restaurant that we opened about 2.5 years ago. We're fortunate enough that our chef, Chef Colin Miner, who pretty much focuses, our chef de cuisine, so he focuses on the two a la carte restaurants. And then our executive chef, Mike Crandall, and our sous chef, Dan Maddox, focus on all that administrative stuff, but then also our banquets, which is a big, you know, portion of our business. But Chef Colin, in regards to the Park 26 and Fenimore's, you know, we're very proud of his accomplishments. He used to work in Michelin rated restaurants in Chicago. Most recently, Grace came to us because he was born and raised in Glens Falls, or just north, and, you know, wanted to take all the things that he learned in the big city and bring them back to upstate New York. So he rolled out, you know, it's not so much maybe I would say a farm to table, which is very unique approach, especially in regards to some of the offerings. For example, last summer he ran a special, which was banana and lobster, which just, again, it's something at first when I heard about it was kind of like, really, that's what you're going to do. But it was a huge success, and actually got some regional attention down in Albany, and then he was nominated to be the rising star chef of the region. And in January, he was awarded that designation, and he's doing some things, different things in the restaurant right now, but he's looking forward to rolling out a brand new menu with some of these other techniques that he's really trying to push in our region this spring.
And does the Queensbury have a wine cellar and any special local wines?
We do not have a wine cellar, but you must have been talking to our owner, Mr. Moore, because that is a big wish list item for him. So it's definitely something that we'd like to do. There isn't too many specialty local wines. There is Adirondack Winery, which has some, but, you know, nothing too much locally in regards to the wines. But in regards to, you know, microbreweries and, you know, the craft beers and craft, you know, there's a lot of new distilleries and things popping up. So, you know, we're very fortunate to have those, you know, offerings, and we're actually looking to try to bring in some of those local distilleries this spring as we retweak the menus and have some really unique cocktails for our guests.
Well, maybe that was like a hint, hint, wink, wink. All right. So both Dan and I are both Dan and I are animal lovers as well. Is the Queensberry pet friendly?
Yes, the Queensberry is pet friendly. You know, we do have to balance, you know, obviously all guests and you know, the guest experience. So we do welcome pets, mostly dogs, and, you know, basically just say, please don't just leave your dog in your room and lock the door and then go out for the day, which most pets there that are traveling with their owners don't do that. But yes, no, we are pet friendly. And my whole family is vets, so I'm very, very pet friendly as well.
Good to know. And we'd also like to know if it is a green hotel that is smoke-free and environmentally friendly.
Definitely smoke-free. You know, all of our areas, not just the guest rooms, the entire property is smoke-free. You know, we are green to the best of our ability. You know, like I said, it is sometimes a challenge in historic hotels because, you know, we're trying to celebrate the past and celebrate the past construction and, you know, those type of things, and trying to make some of those old old buildings really green is difficult. But we do, you know, encourage all of our guests, obviously, to, you know, don't have the sheets changed, you know, hang your towels. You know, we do recycle in the guest rooms. And we're always looking for new ways to do things. We have currently we have on the plans to do some major infrastructure upgrades in regards to our hot water and other things that are definitely going to make a big impact on our energy consumption. And we're kind of after we finish the renovation of the property this fall, we're going to break ground on a ballroom expansion. So we're going to add some meeting space. And then once that's done, we really would like to put a rooftop bar overlooking the city, and if we can get that done, then we're going to look at ways to incorporate solar panels on the roof into that design element.
Sounds really good. And we just had Valentine's weekend, so we'd like to know if you offer special holiday packages such as Valentine's weekend, Mother's Day, Father's Day, July 4th, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we definitely just had the Valentine's Day weekend package. It was a big success where you got Chef Collins' 5-course tasting menu in Park 26, you know, breakfast the next morning, and then a nice hotel room for the evening. We do Mother's Day packages. Father's Day, I wish they had that more of a hit, but we have tried to flirt with those ideas. July 4th, and then, like I said, we do a lot of packaging, you know. We have a local ECHL, which is a minor league hockey team called the Adirondack Thunder, and they play in our arena, which is one block over, one block down from the Queensberry. So, you know, we do a lot of packaging with those events, and we're looking this year to maybe have a box down at Saratoga Performing Arts Center, and then we'll be packaging, you know, the different live concerts and things like that.
Sounds great. We're talking with Tyler Herrick, General Manager of the Queensberry Hotel in Glens Falls, New York.
So, Tyler, are there many weddings on the grounds of the Queensberry or other special events, author signings, book talks like that?
Yes. Like I said, we do a lot of events at the hotel. And, you know, one of the things that was near and dear to the heart of our ownership group when we took over was that, you know, really during the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, the connection that the community, you know, a hotel is so much more than just, you know, it's bricks and mortar. You know, it's the people, it's what that this building as a gathering place can do for a community. And that's really why it was built in the 1920s. And during the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, because of absentee ownership, absentee management, it really lost that connection to our community. So we made a big effort in those first few months to reconnect all of our, you know, civic organizations such as Rotary, Lions Club, Kiwanis, you know, things like that, Zonta, to come back, have your meetings, you know, weekly meetings with us. But with that, you know, you talk to guests over the years and they'll tell you that, you know, during the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, you know, if it happened in Glens Falls, it happened at the Queensberry. So we're really trying to kind of, like I said, breathe new life back into that. When we bought the hotel in 2016, they only had 7 weddings. We're very, very proud that this year in 2020, we will have more than 30 weddings. And in such a short time, turning that around, it's great. And it's also nice because now there's generations of folks that get married there, you know, whether their grandparents did and now, you know, the grandchildren are, or their parents are. So, you know, that's the other big thing with this ballroom expansion is that, you know, we need one room that's a little bit bigger to kind of house the weddings a little bit more comfortably. So lots of different events happening on. We do one kind of, it's called the Chronicle Book Fair, which the Chronicle is our local free paper that is written by Mark Frost and company. And they do a big book fair with with authors and talks and signings and everything. And that's always the first or second weekend in November.
Oh, wow.
I'll keep that mind as an author myself. That's
yeah.
Great.
No, last year they had 60 authors. So they really try to fill up the space.
Oh, that's awesome. Have you guys had any awards to mention?
You know, I mean, we're fortunate to, you know, be a, you know, 3 diamond, hopefully soon 4 diamond, with AAA. You know, we're very, very proud that within our first year, we received the, Ethics and Business Award for our community. Again, really trying to reengage that. You know, we have very nice scores on TripAdvisor and those other ones, but, you know, no other big crazy Condé Nast or anything like that. I used to work for 14 years prior to this at the Sagamores. So that's a beautiful old Grand Dame resort, another historic hotel right up on Lake George. So, yeah, we haven't quite gotten to that level yet, but we will.
So is it safe to say you have early 21st century amenities inside an early 20th century shell?
Yes, we have. I mean, like you said, we have tried to throughout the entire renovation of the property, you know, we've tried to remain or kind of capture that classic, that timeless feel of the 1920s, yet provide all the modern amenities. So, you know, all of our, you know, one of the first projects we did is we ripped out and upgraded our Wi-Fi infrastructure. And now we have a, you know, dedicated guest Wi-Fi that has, you know, 300 meg connection speeds. It's a fiber connection. You know, we have 55-inch TVs, LED TVs in all of our guest rooms, full HD programming. You know, we don't have movies on demand and things like that, but we gave you a whole lot of movie channels. And, you know, what I always say is that, you know, in this day and age, people are traveling with their phones and their Netflix and things like that. So, you know, give them the ability just to connect to the smart TV just like they would at home, and they'll love that. So we don't have any of those other kind of guest room entertainment systems over the television system itself. But yeah, very, very clean, you know, new kind of modern furniture or case goods. But yes, that whole classic feel throughout the entire hotel.
Awesome. And are you guys planning that 100th anniversary?
We have started kicking the tires a little bit. Very excited, trying to work in some other things with the city of Glens Falls. But no, we definitely will. I don't even think it will be a celebration. It's going to be probably more of like a year or two where we'll kind of spread it out and have just a bunch of different events throughout the whole time.
Our special guest tonight has been Tyler Herrick, General Manager of the Queensbury Hotel in Glens Falls, New York. Thank you both for being our guest on Travel Itch Radio. And with Valentine's Day just 24 hours away, how about a sweet gift cheaper than flowers and just as sweet? My book, The New Baseball Bible, An Unorthodox Illustrated History. That's not only the most unusual baseball book ever published, but costs less than a sawbuck. Such a deal. Order on Amazon.com today. And that's it for this edition of Travel Itch. Next week, we'll talk to Liz Keeler about beautiful Delaware, the first state. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg, along with my fabulous co-host, Keita Roberts, a.k.a. Girl Carnivore, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.